For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team lost to Minnesota Duluth on Friday night. We'll go for a series split tonight, joined by Noah Quinn, junior out of Nelson, British Columbia. Noah, you guys knew that you needed a better start last night after lackluster starts last weekend against St. Cloud. How do you explain such a great start to sheer chaos so quickly?
Yeah, for sure. I think we emphasized that start, and we had a good start, but we had a good 5 minutes, and that's not how you play. You got to play full 320-minute periods. You got to play 60 minutes, and we played well in spurts, but playing in spurts isn't good enough.
You guys were without Adam Flamang, who was injured last Saturday in St. Cloud. That's going to cause a lot of changes. You know, one guy out because of an injury causes a lot of changes in that lineup as a collective group. How long does it take for three line mates to get comfortable with each other?
Yeah, I mean, not that long. We just, at the end of the day, we still play our game, but Adam's a big key piece of our team, and yeah, he kind of is a glue guy on our team, so we're definitely missing him, but we all guys got to step up and take their game to the next level.
There is a bond between teammates that goes without saying. I'm not putting this on Max at all, but when a goalie's given up a few goals, what do you guys say to a goalie to get him back into it?
Yeah, no, it's tough. I mean, he's kind of the back wall, and when goals go in, it kind of gets looked on him. But at the end of the day, it's a full team effort, and we weren't good enough in front of him. And yeah, we just try and support him as much as we can. But he's a great goaltender, and he'll bounce back on that.
Is it a good thing that this is maybe happening on a Friday and you get right back after it again tonight?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the turnaround's good. That's what we love about college hockey. But at the end of the day, when you let up seven, it's definitely not great, and there's lots of room for improvement.
Players are creatures of habit. You like that pregame nap. What's it like for you, you know, a Saturday on a bus and get off the bus and go play?
Yeah, it's kind of different. It's kind of like junior hockey, but at the end of the day, it's just a short bus ride, and you just got to get your legs moving a little quicker, maybe take a couple extra strides and warm up, but at the end of the day, it's the same game, and yeah.
Their top line is scary good. You got to pay attention to them, but how much do you still need to worry about yourselves more than who those other three guys are?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we talked about it before the game, but obviously we didn't execute it enough, and they're three great players, and when they're on the ice, we got to take a little more recognition of who's out there, and yeah, but at the end of the day, we got to play harder, play faster, and do the little things, and yeah, get back to the basics.
Best of luck.
Thank you.